Hey guys, it's Alice Perdue again here for another episode of The Opinion. Glad you came back for another one. Today we're going to be talking about shenanigans, me recording on YouTube. I found a new game to play, and I'm going to play it with a friend, but, you know, he really doesn't know how to play said game that I want to play. So I've been having to teach him how to play for the last couple of days, and it's been really hard. If you know what game I'm talking about, I'm talking about Emergency 4. If you search on YouTube and whatnot, it's that game that you're like the emergency responder dispatcher, and you send all the fire trucks and the police cars and the ambulances out to get the people that have been injured and whatnot. And anyway, next on my list is, we're also going to be talking about my hairstyle. I got my hair restyled yesterday. You know, the whole thing, dyeing it and getting it all straightened out, and got a new hairstyle going. I got a picture on my Twitter going about that. But yeah, that's on the agenda today, and if I'm lucky, I'm probably going to rant about the past episodes of whatever it is that I've been watching, because I have way too much free time, honestly. So, just another update. That final I was talking about, that language arts final that I said I had on Friday, is not on Friday, it's on Wednesday, so everybody was, happy, dance, and puppy dogs, and rainbows, and unicorns all over the school today. No joke. So everybody was excited that we did not have to do that final on Friday, which was good for the language arts teacher, because she was getting some bad publicity because of it. I'm just kidding. But yeah, final was moved to Wednesday. I had to take a Spanish final today, which, you know, no big deal. I can handle anything because I'm airless. Yeah. Anyway. So that's on the other agenda. So I guess I will go ahead and start out by talking about YouTube shenanigans, because that is always so important. Anyway. I have been, like I said, been playing a game, Emergency 4. I'm going to try to make a sort of a podcast for that, maybe a video podcast coming out soon. Be watching for that, because I think that is a very large possibility for something to happen. So be watching that. But anyway, we went through like 20 times recording, at least 20 takes before we could finally do it right. We had to keep restarting, because Jordan just couldn't get it right. He was like all over the place. He didn't know what buttons did what. He was, it was a disaster. Then I finally was able to get through to him just the basics. I'm still teaching him what's what and how to do everything, because it's a crazy. It takes practice too. I mean, it's a really hard game to play. If you've played it before, you know that you have to be on point, because if not, then you lose, and if you don't take care of fires, then the entire city will catch on fire and whatnot. It's a disaster. But in all seriousness, be watching for a video podcast, because now that I say it in my head, that is a big possibility. Yeah, it's also a very good idea. I'm playing with Jordan, Dirtface Revolution on YouTube. Check him out, because he is awesome, and I think he would be a great pick for you. Because I know what you guys like, you guys, my loyal fans. And whatnot. Next, my hairstyle. Yes, I restyled my hair. Yes, it's spiky, and yes, I'm now blonde. You may be wondering, why, Ellis? Why? Why? If you are wondering, why? It's because. Just because. I really. I've been interested in the style, but mostly the color of the hair that I'm going to be doing is, what I was most interested in was the color, but the style just kind of came with it, if you're catching my drift there. Anyway, that's, what I've been dealing with. I told you about the final. So the hairstyle, it was a big buzz at school today. School today, everybody was interested in the hairstyle. What did I do? I dyed my hair, for your information, because you're so nosy. Jeez, come on, person. Yeah, so that's been what's been going on. I guess I will start in with another rant. So, gonna be ranting about I went back on NBC's app, and I went and started watching this season of Chicago PD all over again, because I want to. Anyway, so that's what I've been doing. I'm starting over watching the whole season again. I'm going to probably go back and watch Chicago Fire all over again, because that's just what I do. And that's all I really ever do. I like to watch those shows a lot. They're really something to look back on. If you're ever bored, then you can always go back, and even if you know it's going to happen, it's still entertaining to watch all over again, because, you know, it's the Chicago franchise, and it never gets old. I want to apologize for starting the stream early, because, I did this for the sake of time on Mondays. I'm going to have to start recording about 4:30, because I have an engagement, not a marital engagement. That's just, no, that's not a correct statement. I have an activity every Monday night that requires that I do not stream. I can't stream at 5 o'clock on Mondays, because I have to be eating dinner around 6:20 and whatnot. It just doesn't allow for it. Make sure you, like, mark that with a sticky note, circle it, highlight it, stick it on your forehead and whatnot, because that's what's going to be happening. I'm going to change that on my schedule too as well, and that's what's going to be happening. So just getting through these announcements as well, some housekeeping items, and you know what's going on, because you guys. Also, I just want to give a quick explanation of the music. It is it's by Francis Melu. Just making sure we don't run into any copyright problems here. Francis Melu music. This is all crafted music, and I've been given explicit permission to use it. So thank you for that. And I just wanted to make sure that we didn't start any problems with copyright. Just letting you all know out there that the podcast will be exhibiting this music, and that's what's going to be what's what. I also want to point out that iHeartRadio is considering this podcast for publishing, as well as iTunes is in the mid-review of reviewing, so the podcast will be available on iHeartRadio and iTunes within the next couple of days. I'll let you know when that happens in the next iTunes video podcast thingy. If there's anything else that I haven't covered yet that you guys want me to talk about or rant about, if anybody at all is watching out there, I would love to hear your ideas, because I need to rant about something. I just need to let out some steam. I need to vent about Chicago Fire, how it ended. It left us at a huge cliffhanger. Like, what did that pregnancy meter say? What do you guys say? Was positive or negative? Positive or negative? That's the question. If you don't know what I'm talking about, sorry, you're just gonna have to listen to me rant. But if you do know what I'm talking about, Chicago Fire, basically Dawson's got a pregnancy meter, and she's looking at it with this disgusted face and everything, and she is obviously worried about what it says, but I do not know exactly what it did say. Everybody on Twitter and whatnot's been wondering about that, because of course it is an important aspect. Also, the fact that Casey went missing out of his apartment. His apartment was trashed. It just, it's all over the place this year. This season, everybody's waiting for next season. I'm not sure when next season will be. I'm gonna have to look that up real quickly. Looks like that Chicago Fire, season four. Chicago Fire Season 4 will be coming out. There will be... Okay, so we got some gossip to go around here. Chicago Fire Season 4 episode says there will be shifts within the firehouse. People will have new roles. So, obviously everybody knows Cruz was moved to Squad and 1. On the Season 3 finale, Casey went missing when his friend was caught dead on the floor. Shockingly, Dawson discovered this bad news while on her way to reveal her pregnancy test. The show's producer reveals a new theme for Season 4. There will be shifts within the firehouse that you're going to see, in terms of personnel and people having some new roles within the firehouse, within their personal lives, and within the general area of that. People get knocked out of their areas, people will be moved, and people will be hurt. not like painfully hurt, but mentally and emotionally hurt, because they will be losing their original jobs. So that's something that you need to be thinking about when you're watching season 4. I also wanted to point out that if you're ever going through a Chicago withdrawal and you want to watch something, Chicago PD has shorts that you can watch. The one that I watched was Heist and Hair Parts 1 and 2, and it's basically little 15-minute videos dealing with their shenanigans. And if you ever need something to watch, then you can look those up. Chicago PD does plenty of them. So if you're ever caught in a spot that you need to watch something, that's the way to go. Today was a short podcast because I don't have a lot of time, but you got to hear my short little ranting. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe to Spreaker, subscribe to what's going to be on iHeartRadio and iTunes, and I will see you guys later.